The greatness of God today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. It means a lot that you would take a brief moment out of your day to stop and listen to the show. I truly hope that what you hear is encouraging and motivates you to continue the great work you are doing as a coach. If so, please take a moment to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast, as well as leaving a positive review. While those may seem like inconsequential things, in reality, they make it easier for others to find the show, and that only helps me reach my goal of encouraging as many coaches as possible. If you happen to miss last week's show, I want to encourage you to go back and check out the interview with Michael Johnstone. God is doing amazing things through the game of baseball, and Michael took a moment to inform us of how he is seeing that in his life as a missionary using the game of baseball overseas. It is true that God is doing amazing things, and today I want to take a brief moment and reflect on the greatness of God. The holiday season is just around the corner, and it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle. As a baseball coach, you're probably working to put the finishing touches on your off-season conditioning and strength programs before the winter break. In all of that, it can be easy to succumb to stress and lose sight of the greatness of God. But what do I mean by God's greatness? Well, in Isaiah 40, we get a glimpse of God's greatness. In verse 12, we read, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance." If we stop for a moment and try to reflect on this picture of God, it's truly amazing. He's measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. I recently heard the following illustration that paints a good picture of what this verse is trying to say. Imagine walking into the ocean, and scooping up as much water as you can between your two hands. Now, when you do that, how much does the water level of the ocean change? Does it go up? Does it go down? It doesn't do either. It doesn't do anything. However, here we see that God measures the oceans that exact way. It all would fit into his hands. We see the same thing with the heavens. While our reach is limited, God can measure the vast expanse of the universe with just his fingertips. That is a great God. And if you move on to verse 15 of Isaiah 40, you read, "Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as the dust on the scales. Behold, he takes up the coastlands like fine dust." Here you see the nations described as a drop from a bucket. Well, think about the United States of America. How large it is. How powerful it is. Economically, militarily, you name it. And yet it's described as a drop from a bucket. It's minuscule in comparison to the power and might of God. One last image is provided in verse 22 of Isaiah 40. It says, "It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers." If you didn't get the picture, you surely get it now. God is described as sitting above the earth, and we are described like grasshoppers, microscopically small compared to how great he is. The point is this: God is great, infinitely great. It's important that we don't forget this fact. Even greater is the fact that he is in control. Proverbs 16:9 says, "The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." It's easy to get caught up in our own little world, doing our own little thing, and even recognizing it as extremely important. However, we must ultimately remember that we're like grasshoppers and that the things we do are not as important as we often make them out to be. The bad day, the bad practice, the bad inning, the bad game, the frustrating moments, all of these can easily wreck our day, allow our emotions to get the best of us. However, when we allow that to happen, it only exposes the fact that we have failed to recognize God's greatness and the fact that He is in control. He's in control of the good, and He's in control of the difficult. What's important is that as coaches, we impact our players' lives. When we lose focus of the greatness of God and the purpose of each moment, this only becomes more difficult to do. Ultimately, many of the things that we do, they're only a drop in the bucket. Don't get lost in the drops in the bucket. Don't fail to recognize the greatness of God. What we do that matters rests in loving God and loving others. So as you interact with your players, one thing that they need is stability. Regardless of whether any given situation is perceived to be good or to be bad, they need a stable coach, one that is calm and in control in every moment. It will make them better players and better people. And as believers in Christ, we have an advantage. This stability can be found by resting in the greatness of God. Although I may only be a grasshopper, I can find peace in knowing the greatness of a God who will provide and is in control of all. That brings stability and a peace that your players need. And to be honest, one that we need. Sometimes it can be difficult. But coach, I challenge you to rest in Isaiah 40 and become a better coach by recognizing the greatness of God. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.